Today is Friday, June 6th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Yesterday evening at approximately 10:18, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a wanted person in the city of Mineral Point. An Iowa County deputy, along with Mineral Point officers, made contact with the subject at a residence in Mineral Point. As a result, Orlando C. Bennett, 54, of Mineral Point, was arrested on multiple outstanding warrants through Grant and Washington counties. Bennett was transported and custody turned over to Grant County Sheriff's Office. Negotiations between Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and state Republicans over the next biennial budget appears to have broken down. In a statement, Governor Evers said he had agreed to compromise on some tax proposals in the hope that Republicans would compromise on issues like child care and school funding. In his own statement, Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu claimed that governor's spending priorities were unaffordable for taxpayers. If no new budget is passed by June 30th, the current budget will stand until a new one is signed. The Trump administration has accused the Wisconsin Elections Commission of violating federal law by failing to provide a state-based compliant process for voters, bringing allegations against the commission itself. A Department of Justice letter on Wednesday outlined the accusation and threatened to withhold all federal funding. But the Democratic chairwoman of the Elections Commission said yesterday there is no federal funding to cut. She also disputed allegations made in the letter, saying it made no sense for the commission to determine whether complaints against it were valid. It marks the second time in a week that the Trump administration has targeted election leaders in battleground states. A breakdown in negotiations over tax cuts and other spending measures in Wisconsin threatens to put the 2026 race for governor on hold, with the Democratic incumbent saying he won't announce his decision on seeking a third term in the swing state until after a budget deal is done. Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature have been meeting in private since April, trying to hammer out a deal ahead of the July 1st deadline, but those talks broke down late Wednesday. Wisconsin is poised to be in the national political spotlight again next year with the race for governor and a fight over control of the legislature. The Supreme Court has handed down a unanimous ruling in a religious rights case, finding a Catholic charity in Wisconsin can't be required to pay unemployment taxes when other religious groups are exempt. The Catholic Charities Bureau said that the state violated the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the organization to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. Wisconsin argued the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption because its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty represented the charity and heralds Thursday's ruling as a majority victory. Critics say threatening religiously affiliated nonprofits the same as other nonprofits doesn't violate the First Amendment. Republicans are introducing a bill they say would make hospital prices more transparent in Wisconsin. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
A study from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Foundation found Wisconsin has the fifth highest health care costs in the country. Their study showed private health plans paid more than 300% more than Medicare did for the same services. Dr. Nicole Hemkiss owns Advocate MD in Madison.
I remember an experience 1 or 2 years ago of calling one of our local health care systems, and I had a list of 4 or 5 specific x-rays that I wanted to get the cash price for. I was doing this for our patients in order to figure out what would be the most competitive prices for them. After being transferred to 3 or 4 different people, multiple calls back and unreturned phone calls, I was told that they couldn't give me the cash price because they needed to run this through insurance. And I explained to them that they should know what they are charging for a service that they're doing at their hospital.
Meanwhile, just this week, an analysis from Turquoise Health showed Wisconsin has the highest price transparency in the nation. Federal price transparency rules were put in place in 2021, and since then, no Wisconsin hospital has ever been fined for breaking those rules. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A jury has found a Milwaukee man guilty of killing and dismembering a 19-year-old woman on their first date. The jury convicted Maxwell Anderson this morning of first-degree intentional homicide, dismembering a corpse, arson, and hiding a corpse in connection with Sade Robinson's death. Prosecutors argued that Anderson killing her on their first date on April 1st, 2024, dismembered her body and spread her remains around Milwaukee County. They also argued that he burned her car to hide evidence. Anderson's attorneys countered with that no DNA linked him to Robinson's death. Anderson faces a mandatory life sentence in prison where he's sentenced August 15th. A central Wisconsin man is going to prison following the takedown of a large meth trafficking ring in Marathon County. 32-year-old Joshua Lake of Stratford will serve 11 years in federal prison after investigators found he was responsible for distributing more than 50 pounds of the drug in central Wisconsin in early 2024. They caught up to him after he sold an undercover agent in February of that year, leading officers to raid his home a few weeks later. There, Lake waived his rights to remain silent and pointed officers to items in the home and admitted he was scheduled to fly to Mexico in the near future. Officers found both meth and cocaine in the home along with a firearm. Three other individuals are serving between 2.5 and 7 years in prison for their roles. Over 1,000 citations were given to Wisconsin drivers for failing to buckle their seatbelts. The Wisconsin State Patrol handed out more than 1,300 citations during its two-week Click It or Ticket special enforcement program from May 19th through June 1st to remind drivers of the importance of seatbelt safety. The State Patrol points out that there were 176 deaths last year from crashes where drivers or passengers weren't wearing seatbelts. The campaign gives state troopers an opportunity to educate drivers and passengers on the benefits of buckling up, which is a top priority year-round. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
A historic tree along Highway 56 near Fancy Creek. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Richland County Digital History Room, in a scrapbook provided by Stephen Fogo, this news article follows. Richland Observer, Thursday, August 17th, 1961. It's on page 13. A lone tree stands along the Highway 56 in the town of Marshall, a short distance south of the Fancy Creek Church and Cemetery. It's located across the highway from the lane which leads to the home of Mary Lou Doudna. According to the tales that are told by old-timers in this township, it was under those branches that a recruiting officer had set up, part of what would become a company of volunteers for the Civil War. They signed on for duty. The editor of this paper heard the story several times from Civil War veterans of this area. It was told to him years ago, and we have reheard that now in recent times. In no case, as far as we know, was the number of regiments or the company ever told for the war records, but it can be researched that Company H of the 46th Wisconsin Infantry, where many men from the town of Marshall belonged, including John Hart, whose land that tree now stands on. When telephone lines began to be strung along the highway at some point, it was said that permission was asked, but it was denied, to cut down that tree, and the old landmark, that old tree, was saved from destruction. If this story be true, and we have no reason to doubt it, the tree is now over 150 years old, and the way the tree looks, it could be around for another 150 years. Take a look next time you go past that Fancy Creek area to see if the tree is still there. Pictures date back to 1961. Listen now for next week, the Richland County history covering Junction Bar at Highways 60 and 80.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB.
It's a full schedule of Dairy Breakfast on this first full weekend of June. Dairy Breakfast will be held throughout the month of June as part of June Dairy Month. Many communities are holding Dairy Breakfast through tomorrow. The Crawford County Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow. Enjoy all-you-can-eat pancakes, syrup, sausage links, cheese, cheese curds, applesauce, milk, coffee, and more from 6 to 10 at Achenbach's Highview Farms on State Highway 27, 2 miles south of Eastman. The cost is $3 and free for children 6 and under. The Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held Saturday from 6:30 to 10:30 at B. Kurt Dairy on Vortex Drive in Barneveld, hosted by the Handel family. B. Kurt Dairy is the first-generation dairy farm that has a passion for getting people to the farm and educating them about where their food comes from. Enjoy a locally sourced breakfast that includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, milk, cheese, yogurt, and ice cream. After breakfast, check out the many activities being offered, including kids' area, petting zoo, live music, a farm tour, and more. Busing will be available. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for children, and free for children under 3. Parking and busing will be at Vortex Optics. Attendees are asked to take the short bus ride to the farm. The Sauk County Dairy Breakfast is held during at Narrow Dairy on Saturday from 7 to 11. Narrows Dairy is an operating dairy farm that uses robots to milk their cows. The breakfast menu includes scrambled eggs with ham, pancakes, sausage, cheese, applesauce, milk, coffee, juice, and Culver's custard with toppings. Visit the educational tent, entertainment tent, and see the dairy farm. The cost is $10 for adults, $5 for youth, and free for children 5 and under. Hosted by the Nolden family, Narrows Dairy is located on Buckeye Road near Rock Springs. Wisconsin Dells School Farm will host a farm-to-fork breakfast tomorrow from 8 to noon at the high school. Have breakfast from local food sources in the area. The menu includes grilled cheese, Brew Farm eggs, Sassy Cow milk, Brew Farm sausage links, and Culver's custard. Get a tractor ride out to the farm and celebrate Dairy Month with area vendors, one-on-one animal time, and kids' activities. The cost is $10. Dairy Breakfast will continue through the month with the 44th Richland County Dairy Breakfast, which is going to be held Sunday on Schmidt Farm. And I'll have more on that just shortly. Also on Sunday, the Grand County Dairy Breakfast is being held from 7 to 11 at Schilling Brothers Land LLC, Schilling Farms LLC on Ebenezer Road near Fenimore. Serving will be all-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, sausage links, cheese, applesauce, yogurt, ice cream, milk, and coffee. There will also be activities, machinery, and rescue vehicle displays, and lots of door prizes. The cost of the breakfast is $10 for 9 and over, and free for those 8 and under. And as I mentioned, the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held on Sunday at Schmidt Farm between Sextonville and Gotham. Serving will be from 7 until 1. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Activities at the event include a tour of Schmidt Farm, which includes how the cows are milked. Annette Lewis is an organizer of the event.
I want to encourage people. We already got mini buses taking them up to the barn area, driving around the barn area. They'll all get out by the parlor door or their office door, go up a flight of stairs, and you will observe these cows being milked, how they get on, how they get off of the carousel, and they'll look down over the top of it. It's just amazing. I've been there enough now that I'm the old farmer in me, yet I still would like to just sit there and watch them for a while because it is awesome.
Randy and Shelly Schmidt are the host of the event. Randy discusses what else will be seen during the tour.
The technology that we're using now, I mean, there's so many things there, and just how everything gets recycled at the farm. We're recycling the manure, obviously. I mean, there'll be displays on that showing how it's growing the nutrients. This dairy industry, it's a big closed loop system, you know? They're eating the nutrients, they're putting it back in the ground, they're taking the milk. I mean, it's a kind of a modern miracle what this cow actually does for us. Now they're producing a valuable beef calf, a lot of them, you know? So it's more than just one thing. It's a lot going on.
Also back this year is Kinchy's Pedal Pool for kids ages 4 to 12, starting at 10. Cost of the breakfast this Sunday is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farm is located at 29281 Fairview Road. There will also be free bus pickup and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation upper parking lot. If you have any questions or want to volunteer, contact Annette Lewis by phone at 608-475-7312 or by email at annetteml1973@gmail.com. The 8th annual Winding Roads Art Tour will be held tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 4. The tour features artists and studios in Viroqua and surrounding areas. This self-guided tour will take you through the beauty of the driftless landscape. You are invited to take this opportunity to view and purchase artwork with an understanding of the people, process, and story behind its creation. The Winding Roads Art Tour encompasses 18 studios on this self-guided adventure through Viroqua and its surrounding areas. The tour features 27 artists who create an array of work including painting, pottery, textiles, sculpture, photography, leatherwork, jewelry, metalsmithing, woodwork, letterpress, stained glass, furniture, collage, basketry, and printmaking. Pick up a guide at the Tour Information Center in Viroqua. More information, including an online map and list of artists and studios, can be found at windingroadsart.com.